Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Puckett talked about this during the news at 2 o'clock, but what are we looking at right now, and where is it really bad?
Yeah, for the folks in the town of Wanda, this is maybe the worst it's been all year. They haven't really had a shot. They've had a couple of licks here and there, a few inches on the ground, but I think this may be the biggest burst of snow they've had. And right now we're watching it encompassing Grand Island, Niagara Falls, up to the escarpment in Lewiston, and then you follow that inland, and it looks like some of the flakes are at least dancing around Lockport, but it doesn't look like it's overly heavy there. Now, the bad news is what goes up must come back down, and that's what's going to happen in the next bunch of hours. We can see it out over the lake, a little thing called Long Point that juts out into the middle of Lake Erie, and that's where we're watching the wind shift that is going to take that snowband that is over southern Ontario. Our friends just over the border getting the same thing in St. Catharines and Pelham as they are in Niagara Falls. That's going to begin swinging back through the city. So the same scenario that you encountered this morning in downtown Buffalo, mid-morning, is going to occur. And if you look at the clock now, it's 2 o'clock. About 2 or 3 hours down the road, you know what that is. That is rush hour home. So the timing of this is going to be very close to the evening rush. And I think it's going to be problematic for folks as we go through the evening hours from 4 would be the early arrival. I think it's more in the 5 to 7 o'clock window.
And it's going to hit where exactly at that time when people are trying to drive home?
What it's going to do is take the burst of snow that's currently in Niagara Falls and Tonawanda, also along the edge of Niagara County to Orleans County. It's going to take that piece of snow and push it. So that's going to go off to the east. And then a kind of a wall of snow. It's almost vertical snow line, and it's hard to describe because it's out over the lake, but it's going to come in and just slam through the city, so it'll affect Grand Island. The same spots are getting hit, and it'll go all the way down the lakeshore to Dunkirk. So it's a big wall of lake effect snow. Have you ever, like, taken a rope that's laying on the ground, and you pick up one end, and you pick it up and put it down quickly, and it forms like a loop that goes through the rope. Am I describing it correctly? Like a
yes.
Whip? So that's what's happening to the lake effect snow. So you've got this ripple, and that ripple is going to hit like a wave, and that's going to hit a lot of parts of western New York. So you're talking about Niagara County, northern Erie County, southern Erie County, Chautauqua County, and that's what's going to happen, this kind of a ripple effect that's going to hit the shoreline of Lake Erie all at once.
Did you say ripple? Sorry. I think the price of XRP just went up. 213 at News Radio 930 WBEN. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney, News Time. Now, you mentioned Long Point, which juts from southern Ontario into Lake Erie, a hotbed of Lake Erie shipwrecks, and a heroine by the name of Abigail Becker, who was able to rescue many a stranded mariner in her time at Long Point. Not a lot of people know of Abigail Becker, but she was really a woman ahead of her time. Now, in terms of the amounts of snow in the areas that are getting blasted now, you talked about Tonawanda and some other places. Obviously, the longer it lingers, the greater effect it is going to have, and the more shoveling people are going to have to do. So, how many inches, Andy?
You're looking at about 3 to 6 inches in some of the Northtown areas, especially on the Canadian side of the border there. But just on Grand Island, it's going to be I'd be very interested to see what's fallen already. Here's the trick to the inches with these storms. It's so cold And the snow is so fluffy and light that it stacks up very quickly. And so you have to kind of inflate your snow totals a little bit because it is so light. You wait about 6 hours and it packs down. There's a lot of air in between each of the flakes. So, I'm going to say that it's probably an easy 3 inches up there. And then the problem is when this comes back through, it doesn't look like it's going to stay in Buffalo for the whole night. It's going to hit there and then begin that slow trek down through the South Towns. So I had we had a range for the city that was about 6 to 12. And I think we're about halfway to the 6, maybe a little bit more. And this should get us over that 6-inch mark. If it lingers over the city for whatever reason, if the snow band decides to hit the brakes on this unforeseen, then I think you're gonna run that total up. But you're probably in that range for the whole day. I know that's not very helpful, but it's going to be a moving target tonight. And to put down exact inches, it's really going to be the rapid changing road conditions. It's going to be the reduction in visibility and how quickly this is going to move across communities. That's going to be the thing that is tricky. So I don't think it's a hard, huge hit in any one area of the North Towns or the city, but it's just this burst of snow that lasts a few hours, puts down several inches on its way back into the South Towns where it will sit a little bit longer. The good news is it'll weaken tonight, and we will say goodbye and good riddance to this particular lake effect snow band. It'll fade away as the winds shift to the south on Wednesday.
WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, News Time is 216. Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College live line is meteorologist Andy Parker. And you say the snow is going to move back into the South Towns, and then it is going to, fade away. Old snowstorms never die. They simply fade away. I think somebody said that once in a speech.
But it's very fitting here because that's what will happen. It'll fade away over the hardest hit areas. The folks that last night just got dumped on with those 3-inch per hour snow rates, there's a chance that this returns to that for a time, and that's why the visibility and the rapidly changing road conditions are going to be, I think, the biggest issue. But if the evening hours, when you go from the city to the South Towns, that's where the transition happens, and then the weakening should occur after about 1, 2 in the morning, and then by tomorrow we'll be tracking some very light lake effect snow up the shoreline of Lake Erie as the wind shift direction. But that should be all she wrote. If we can get through the evening drive tonight without any calamities and everybody kind of hunkers down for the evening, we should be able to ride this one out and start another day on Wednesday, even though we may start below zero in some spots. Another cold day coming our way.
Oh, that's delightful. By the way, if you have any questions for Andy, get them in here in the next 5 minutes so I can have a chance of getting you on the air with Andy Parker. If you have a question about, hey, how's it going to be if I have to get from point A to point B at such and such time, 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, ILDA 716, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So if I heard you correctly, tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have lots of cold but no snow with which to deal except that which has been dumped on us.
Yeah, kind of the leftovers but nothing heavy. And I think Wednesday is just going to be kind of go down in the books as a cold one. You know what we have in common with New Orleans today is that we're both getting blinding snow at times. They've actually, I think a blizzard warning went up for portions of the Gulf Coast near New Orleans. And that was kind of, I saw that come over. And so it's snowing here in the Great Lakes and it's snowing over the Gulf of Mexico all the way in the Big Easy.
I would say that I feel sympathy, but I guess I do because they're not really used to this kind of stuff down in New Orleans. How about Texas, Florida, the rest of Louisiana, the Gulf Coast?
Down there, as we look at the snow where it is now, it runs... Yeah, it is. Wow. That's actually very surprising. Let's see. It's all the way into Macon, Georgia. Atlanta's seeing snow. Greensboro, Jackson, Mississippi, Meridian, New Orleans, and then it goes all the way back to about Lake Charles. So Texas is cold, but they're not snowing. It ends before you get to Beaumont.
Good Lord. Let's get Charlotte on the line from Depew. Charlotte, you are on WBEN with Andy Parker. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm actually in Derby, and I need to be in Ransomville at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I'm looking to see what you think the weather would be like.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Ransomville, for the Derby to Ransomville, looking good. I think you may have a few snow showers in Derby, but if your driveway gets shoveled out, you should not have a problem traveling around Western New York tomorrow, other than starting your car a couple minutes before you get out into it so it's warmed up.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. All right,
thank you very much, Charlotte. Andy, I was watching you last night. I was stalking you on social media, and I heard your references to an unbelievable amount of thunder snow. What exactly is thunder snow, and what are the atmospheric conditions which precipitate it?
Yeah, that was one we had, and it was the interesting part of that, Tom, is occurring in multiple communities at the same time. Usually you get a kind of an oddball strike here or there, onesie-twosies, but then these are lightning strikes that occur within the center of the lake effect storm. So the storm and the clouds actually get statically charged just as they do in thunderstorms, but it happens in the lowest 10,000 feet of the atmosphere. And so you have this intense rising motion because the lake is 33, the air a mile high is well below zero. So you probably have a 50 to 60 degree temperature difference between the lake and the air above it. So you have this rising motion, the sinking motion of the snowflakes, the air gets statically charged, the clouds hold that, and then they discharge. And sometimes it's cloud to cloud, sometimes it's cloud to ground. And the odd thing was anywhere from South Buffalo, Sloan, down to Blaisdell, West Seneca, Orchard Park, Hamburg, Eden, Derby, everyone was getting hit with these muffled bolts of lightning, and you see a big flash just as you would in a normal lightning bolt, but then the delay on the noise behind it is like a second longer than it normally would be because there's a lot of snowflake particulate in the air that kind of slows or absorbs some of that, so it doesn't, hey, you don't have a crack. You hear this muffled, like an explosion under a blanket or something. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a really unnerving event because it's dark. You can't see very well. It always occurs when you have the most intense snow because you have the charging of the atmosphere, and that's what happened. So we haven't seen any. I haven't seen any lightning bolts detected out of the storm right now, but we'll have another shot at it as we go through the evening.
As you say, explosion under a blanket, Jim Stelliano is listening and probably enjoying himself saying, I've had that happen. Andy Parker is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:22 right now. Something else that I needed to ask you is, did you ever figure out the waltzing lights of Williamsville?
No. To this day, it's been about a week and a half. The thing I think happened was there were more unanswered questions on that. Is, you know, with the floodgates open, more people had videos that came in of the strobing lights that appeared to just kind of hang over portions of Williamsville and Amherst, and that was last Thursday. And a lot of folks in other communities started to say, hey, we've seen those, you know, kind of around in our spot, too. I think in the end that they're going to end up being drones. But the question is, who's flying the large drones? Why are they so lit up? And in an airspace that you wouldn't normally find someone flying a drone because it was pretty close to the airport. So,
well, we do have some very large defense contractors with outlets in the area. I mean, you've got Moog, Lockheed Martin. You've got Northrop Grumman on Worley Road. So it would not surprise me if the deep state military industrial complex was in some way, shape, or form behind that for whatever reason. Andy Parker is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, as opposed to reptilian shape-shifting aliens. They're too busy in politics. So I don't mean to throw you a curveball, and I don't think this will be a curveball because you are always prepared for anything. I could ask you about the weather in Papua New Guinea, and you'd give me an answer, but a lot of people are looking ahead to a certain event in Kansas City, which will be happening on Sunday at 6:30 in an open-air stadium.
Yeah, I looked at that the minute that we closed the book on Baltimore. That was one of the first things I did was I said, oh, let's see, you know, what are they walking into about a week from now in Kansas City? And this may be one of the nicer games that the Bills have had. Did they decide what time? Is it Sunday, correct?
6:30. Sunday, 6:30.
Sunday. So they're going to have, it's partly sunny, high of 35. So obviously that's going to occur in the afternoon. But overall, I think Sunday's a, there's no wind, no rain, no snow, because it does snow in Kansas City. Winds light at 5 miles an hour, sun and clouds. And by the time we get to game time, it'll be about 30 degrees, dropping to around 27. So nothing incredible, just a decent weather day for January. So that that should allow both teams to run at full strength.
And the people who are traveling to Kansas City for the game, anything, any impediments in their way that you can see around some of the hubs where we need to fly before we get to Kansas City from Buffalo?
No, it doesn't look like there's any large-scale storms. When you have a big carving out of the country and this big bubble of cold comes in and it sits there, it is huge. I mean, it encompasses half the nation is in this Arctic air mass. The edges are where the issues are, and the lakes. And Kansas City is not near a lake and it's not near the edge. So it'll be pretty benign weather to get from here out to Kansas City.
No tornadoes, anything like that?
Not this time of year. Another couple months and that'll be a whole other story. But right now it'll just be an icy cold air mass that's moderating each day. And our moderation in Western New York doesn't arrive until maybe Thursday. We'll see the 20s and then Friday the 20s, and we'll slowly edge our way back up close to the 30-degree mark eventually.
Ooh, and everything is relative. That's going to feel warm. Andy, thanks a million for your time. Very much appreciated, as always, and Godspeed. How do people check out your breaking news updates on local weather? Andy Parker.
You got it. When that lake hits, we're on before you need us, and we're there when you want us. It's anywhere on your social media, whether you're on X, Facebook, LinkedIn, you name it, we're there. Just type in Andy Parker TV, Andy Parker Weather, or you can send a text to be notified when we go. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Just type the word weather, send it in, and you're good to go.
How many people try with W-H-E-T-H-E-R?
Not as many as you'd think. There are a couple. When they do that, we'll just send it back and remind them that this correct spelling for the atmosphere is the W-E-A version.
Well, I'm still blown away by the dendritic zone and its possible role in thundersnow, which maybe we'll get to at some point in the future. Andy, thanks a million, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Tom. Anytime.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on the Trocare College WBEN Live.